hopefully. Yeah, I will wait. I just want to test the sound that it works on the other side. 1, 2, 3. Weblate, pontoon, weblate, pontoon, weblate. Yeah, it works like that. This is how you sell weblate. You just say it a lot of times and yeah. Yeah, great. So, long today's, right? And a lot of to come. I just want to ask you if you can all do a frowny face, like you just ate something weird. Yeah, test it on yourself, because you will need it throughout the talk, because you are from different backgrounds. Somebody is a developer, somebody is not a developer, somebody knows Weblate very well, and somebody came here to get to know Weblate. Somebody was on my talk yesterday, who was not, can watch probably tomorrow or day after the recording, but I didn't get the link yet, so probably soon it will be. So the frowny face will be in use. If you don't like something, if you feel like you are bored here, just do your frowny face, so I know that I should go a little bit quicker through what I am just talking about. Yeah? Okay. So, I'm Benjamin, I'm from Weblate. I do the talking, and Michal there do the coding. So, yeah, that's the Weblate team. And we also have a teammate named Part, and he does the coding part time. So, what's Weblate? And, okay. Weblate is a Libre localization platform. It's well-documented piece of software. I want to point it out because sometimes if you want to get to know to the software, you get to ask a lot of questions other people. With Weblate, you don't have to. But yeah, you can still ask me if you don't find your answer in the documentation. It's a copyleft software. It's licensed under GPL3. And all the development is public on GitHub. We started as an open source project, and it's not going to change because, yeah, it's the best way to develop software. What Weblate should do is to make the tough process of localization and coordination of a lot of people and having so many things at so many places just easy. And it's for developers, it's for translators, it's for managers, it's for everyone that's involved in the project of localization. And, wow, it's a weird color, but next to the logo, you will read it's a verb. And yeah, some of our users started using to Weblate, which means I'm going to translate something on Weblate. So we are a verb too. Weblate works. Or is aimed that you will just set it once or tell it that it needs to be set in some way in the future, and it will do itself. So you just set it and forget it and let it work for you, because you don't want to do the work if it can be done by a great piece of software. It's supposed to be having all translations, so not just one platform, not just your website or your app, everything in one place. Many, many tens of localization file formats are supported, so you don't have to use Weblate just for part of your workflow. Put there everything, and it will give you a free time. Once you have it there, have your translations there, you probably want to give it a context and communicate with other users. You can do that. If you find that search string weird, you can just add a comment, notify the maintainers, and they will know it. Once you have it integrated, which means in the best way integrated with your version control system, because that's why Michal started Weblate 11 years ago, to have some kind of translation software tightly integrated to what you love to do. You will love to develop software, not to send back and forth or use API calls or write scripts. You just want to develop your software and let some other software do the parts you don't fancy that much. Once you have your translations there, you go to the editor, if you are a translator, which is a lovely part of WebLite where you can see all the context, all the screenshots, all the communication with other translators, and where you can localize the string to your desired language out of the source language or multiple languages. Once that's done, WebLite does the magic, as Jean-Baptiste from Fedora said, because there are all the checks and fix-ups, so you don't have to control the quality of your... I shouldn't be in front of that, so, right. You have the quality you want to, not some messy translations that can be, like, are understood differently in the app in the end. Once this is done, or while this is has been happening, you have it in a database. We prefer the Elephant, but you can also use MariaDB, but Elephant has like more power, more strength for the best performance. And once you finish there,